In the mid to late 70s, the term singer-songwriter came into use as a label for folk-influenced pop performers who were writing largely autobiographical material. Singer-songwriters stirred up fierce feelings of both adoration and annoyance. To their fans, performers like Joni Mitchell or James Taylor were describing small personal epiphanies that invited intense audience identification. On the other hand, many rock fans felt that the singer-songwriters were making music that was watered down and egocentric. In the 70s, two of the most autobiographical of them all were Jackson Browne and Loudon Wainwright III. Their careers in some ways stand in opposition to each other. Browne became a big star with albums like Late for the Sky and The Pretender, and then proceeded to turn his back on autobiography, to write political songs like the ones that fill his new album, World in Motion. Loudon Wainwright, after the freak novelty hit Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road in 1972, became an increasingly obscure cult figure who remains intent on describing his own emotional heavy weather in humorous terms.
I wonder why you love me, baby. I hardly love myself at all. I think we're both a little crazy. We need some therapy, that's all. I'll see a man, you see a woman. You need a mom, I need a dad.
That's Loudon Wainwright and the title song from his new album, Therapy. Wainwright's achievement over the years has been to describe the details of an upper-middle-class upbringing and subsequent marriage, fatherhood, and divorce in terms that for the most part deny any trace of self-pity. Sure, he's thoroughly self-absorbed, but Wainwright's saving sarcasm, combined with a poetic gift for impeccable rhyme and meter, prevent his music from seeming self-indulgent.
When you borrow your father's car, doesn't matter how old you are. You don't ever drive too far. When you borrow your father's car. And when you drink at your mother's house, have a couple, but don't get soused. You don't want to play surrogate spouse with her. When you drink at your mother's house, you don't want to make the old man boil. The jalopy needs a treatment royal. Play it safe every time and check the oil. You don't want to make the old man boil.
In contrast to Wainwright, Jackson Browne has chosen to blunt his own subtle songwriting skills in favor of composing harsh, direct attacks on U.S. foreign policy. Browne has in recent years become involved in the Christic Institute's effort to expose a so-called shadow government in this country, conducting illegal covert wars in Central America. It's this sort of concern that is inspiring Browne when he invokes Oliver North and others in a song called The Word Justice. As admirable as I find Jackson Browne's political commitment to be, I do think his music has been weakened by the didacticism on display in a song like The Word Justice. And there are much worse songs than that, a limp reggae tune called When the Stone Begins to Turn that drags Martin Luther King and Nelson Mandela into its slack rhythm, and this version of Little Steven's dreadfully self-righteous song I Am a Patriot.
And I ain't no communist, and I ain't no capitalist, and I ain't no Republic.
and I love my country.
Ultimately, I agree with the novelist Vladimir Nabokov, who said, "Art resides in style and detail. Big ideas result in hokum." There's too much hokum in Jackson Browne's music these days. On the other hand, I think Loudon Wainwright's willingness to portray himself as a jerk, a philandering husband, a well-meaning but oafish father, has its own brave integrity.